John Staton.
Gina Gamboni.
You have been a big player in the Theater Awards for the whole time. This is the fifth one.
That's right. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Tell us how you chose Kendra as the host for this year's Theater Awards.
Well, I was thinking about, and like, actually it was, in years past, it's been like, you know, Justin Smith from Cape Fear Theater Arts helped us start it, so he was the first host, and then, you know, Zach Hanner can sing and dance and write, you know, good him. And then I was thinking about people for this year, and then all of a sudden, just, you know, Kendra's an amazing singer, and she's amazing actress, and she's just one of those people on stage. When you look at her, she has magnetism, and she works really hard. And that's the other thing, is that I knew she would, you know, be 125, you know, percent behind it. And plus, she's, you know, she's from Wilmington. She's connected to the Wilmington theater community. She's been doing shows here since she was a little kid, and that made me just think she was the perfect person to do it.
And she's a nice person, too.
She's very nice.
And Kendra, so when you were asked to direct, you're the director and the host.
That's right.
How did you feel about it?
I was, I immediately said yes, but I might have paused and said, John, why? Why did you think of me? And he said, well, why wouldn't I ask you? And so when I kind of like got my head around it all and figured out exactly, yes, I'm going to do this. I went full steam ahead. It was one of those things where, I didn't really, stop to question ideas or anything like that. I just kind of went with it and went for it. So.
Well, because when you see Kendra on stage, you see, oh, you're like, that's a committed performance. That's what it is to be kind of all in. And, you know, and that's kind of, you know, the host is a big job. It's there's a lot of moving parts, and but she's had some great ideas, and, you know, she's going to knock it out of the park on Friday.
There are differences depending on the host, on what the evening turns out to be. What is going to be, what's something we can expect from the Kendra Theater Awards?
Well, I will definitely be performing. I like to tell stories, so I have my opening number is kind of a story, and it's me, but it's a story of me growing up in this town. And wanting to do theater. And then on top of that, I when I got into deciding how the show would look, I definitely wanted to bring a very artistic picture to the whole show. And I also really wanted to highlight every performer. So not just the musicals, but I wanted to highlight the plays, and I wanted to really bring some of those things to the forefront of the evening.
This has been the year of the play,
yes.
2015.
2015.
What does that mean?
I really felt like not only were there a lot of wonderful plays this year, the production level was heightened. The meaning the show quality, but not just the show quality. I think the plays that were introduced this year were amazing. So in talking with John and Jeff about how I wanted to highlight those, we decided to take an artistic view on the plays and showcase them more. So instead of having a comedy troupe, which is always really great, they've done a great job, instead of having them do stuff, we wanted to do something to showcase those plays a little bit more. I don't want to give too much away.
Sure.
But it definitely will showcase all of these five nominated plays and highlight them a little bit more, so you get a little bit of a sense of what that play was.
We're having our performers from the nominated plays, which we have not had in the past. You know, like I said before, they've been send-ups, or in the first couple of years, it was just like, you know, we didn't do it at all. So, I mean, Kendra's really brought a lot to the awards in that sense. And, you know, I'm really excited to see how it's going to turn out. But I've got, you know, she's got a great concept, and I think it's going to be pretty impressive.
And for listeners who don't know, it's for musicals, as opposed to just straight plays, there's a number that can be done, you know, a song.
Right. Well, there's a production number from all five nominated musicals. You know, people can see, oh, you know, Hair. Well, they get to do, you know, Let the Sun Shine In. You know, Rocky Horror, they do Sweet Transvestite. It's a, you know, so you get a kind of flavor of that show.
And it has been harder to sort out, like, well, how do we show the play? Because it's not the same if you show, you know, 3.5, 4 to 5 minutes of a play. It's just not the same unless you really think about how you're going to do that.
Absolutely, which is where the coming around and trying to, it was kind of almost a round table at first, just trying to say, how are we going to do this? Should we do by video? Should it be, you know, do we take an entire scene out of a show? Do we? So it was a lot of back and forth of talking, of figuring out how to showcase those plays, because it is very easy to take a musical number out of context of a show and put it on a stage, and you get a sense of what that show was, which we've done every year for the musicals, which has been great. I've been a part of some of them, and it is really exciting as a performer to get the opportunity to come back and perform with your cast that you had this very close-knit relationship with for the 2 months that you worked together. And then you get to perform this beautiful piece from this musical that you loved so dearly. I've enjoyed that every year. I've enjoyed watching it. And I've kept, every year I kept thinking, what about the plays? Those actors have the same experiences that I do in a musical. And granted, I've done some plays, so I can't say that I'm strictly a stage, a musical actress. But you get this sense. And then, so I wanted them to have that. Even if it was just a glimpse of it, I wanted them to, and who knows, maybe years from now, it will be something even grander and bigger. But this is a good jumping off point, I think.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Now, John Staten knows who are the winners are right now.
That is true.
He doesn't know that he's locked in the building, and he won't be going home. John, you know who the winners are. You're not going to tell us.
Right. That would just spoil the surprise.
I know. Now, but there is one award that we can talk about, and that's Judy Greenhut. Judy Greenhut is receiving the what we'll just call the Lifetime Achievement Award. It's the Lela Thompson Award of...
It's the Lela Thompson Award for Enduring Contributions to Wilmington Theater.
Yes. And Judy Greenhut's getting this. We all know.
Right.
She knows.
Yes, she does.
And John, how did you all come to the consensus that Judy would get the award this year?
Well, because that's the award that we want to give. You know, it's like a lifetime achievement. It's someone who's had a lasting impact on Wilmington Theater in a positive way, obviously. You know, Lou Criscola, the late Lou Criscola, he got it last year. You know, he obviously created Opera House, which is still doing shows. Tony Rivenbark, you know, he's been running Thalian Hall all these years. Those are two people who've gotten the award in the past. And Judy is someone who's, you know, she's directed shows, she's choreographed many shows, plays and musicals. I think what really made it a no-brainer is that she's taught so many people and is such a great teacher and is beloved by people in the community and everyone who's, you know, had their kids in her class or has been, you know, who has learned from her either during a show or in a class. And, you know, and that spills out into the community. You know, like what you learn in Judy's class, when you do your next 5 shows, you know, you're using that stuff. So it's had a big impact. And, you know, I just couldn't think of anyone better to give it to.
And I've been directed by Judy, I can say.
So
and
you know.
As yeah, I do. I know indeed. My son took classes with Judy. Kendra, you've been directed by Judy.
I have.
Why don't you tell me your experience and why anyone who's worked with her, how do we know that she deserves this award?
Yeah, that's a really great question, Gina. I would like to say that I think Judy is an amazing director because she allows the actor to just be present, be honest. She pushes for that. She strives for that. She strives for that in her, in all of her productions. She just wants it to be organic and real. And I think from day one, she sets that bar. You go into rehearsal and I've only done musicals with her, and you would think the director of a musical would say, yeah, choreography is one thing, but sometimes it's easy to bleed into the scene work and choreograph the scene work as well. But she really stops with that choreography, and she's a beautiful choreographer, but she stops with that choreography. And then when it gets into the scene work, she says, I just want to see what you want to do. And at first you're kind of like, wait, what? You don't want to tell me to go to stage right, or you don't want to tell me to pick this up? But she says, no, do what it feels natural, do what works. And I want you and your scene partner to work off of each other. Just go, have fun, and we'll tweak it as we go. And that's essentially what it is. And sometimes it's tweaking all the way down to the second that you're on the stage before the show opens. But she pushes for excellence without being ugly or putting anybody down. But she doesn't, like we said before, she's not schmaltzy. She's not like, oh, you're so great. She's just, she's honest about her compliments, but she's also really honest about when you need to do better. And she just kind of forces that out of you. It's just she's an amazing person to work with. And I will say, I think a lot of that comes from her experience. She has worked with some of the greatest choreographers, some of the greatest directors of all time. And she's worked hand in hand, one-on-one, with some of the biggest performers that musical theater has ever known. So I would think from all of that experience, she's just taken a little bit of it, and then she just kind of molds it together and makes it her own. And she's able to just kind of knead and work like a
sculptor.
Ceramics. Yeah, and she's doing it without you even knowing it.
Right.
And I think that's brilliant.
You know, some people with her experience, because she does have an incredible background.
Incredible.
Right, we could do a whole show just on what Judy has done in New York and elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some people could walk away from that same experience and be very pretentious.
Absolutely.
And very just, you know, snooty.
Hardened.
And she is so, she's so down to earth and generous with the wisdom that she has.
Absolutely.
And the experience that she has.
Absolutely. And she is that way with adults. And I think that's a test. But not just that. To see her with children is unbelievable. But I think that's what's amazing about her. See, I love to teach. I love working with kids. Give me adults, it's difficult. She's able to translate the two but can do it effortlessly. And I marvel at her. Because it's sometimes just a look that she'll give you, and you kind of know, okay, that wasn't the best choice. You know, I'll go again. But it's not I don't ever leave feeling defeated. I leave saying, come tomorrow and try harder. I think that's a lot.
That's something.
Yeah, it is a lot. Yeah. It's
definitely. Now, so that is something we can know. Now, I also understand there's a celebrity presenter that is going to be at, at the show. Mm-hmm. A celebrity presenter, who's it going to be?
I don't have any information about that.
Not true, John Staten. No, I'm not going to give away the name, but we do have a celebrity presenter. And this person might be connected to politics, and it's a big it's kind of a big deal, actually. I have to say, we both were able to get in contact with this person.
I can't believe he even agreed to do it. Yeah. Also, you know, that's giving away.
Okay, it's a he.
That's narrowed it down a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
it's kind of a big deal that we have this person here. It's
but you're not going to tell me.
He's huge.
Yeah, but as far as you turn on the television and he's everywhere.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, sorry, that maybe gave too much.
Okay, celebrity presenter.
Next question.
Next question. All right, my last question actually is John, and this is something that I need to ask you about the theater awards, because, you know, there's a lot of feelings that get hurt and there's a lot of talk. But is this event, this Wilmington Theater Awards, is it just a popularity contest? And, you know, people get to vote in the community for their friends and their family to win awards. I mean, is it like a homecoming queen contest?
I mean, it's as much as like the Oscars or the Tonys or the Grammys is a popularity contest. I mean, there is a aspect of just so you know how the awards are come up with. I mean, there's a public vote. The theater companies all get a ballot, and that's a third. And then there's the Star News critics, me and the other people who have reviewed shows, get a third of the vote. So, you know, is it perfect? Probably not. But it's I definitely feel like there are some very worthy people who are up there being nominated, and I know that there are some super worthy winners who have given great performances. You know, like I said, Kendra's won before. She certainly deserved it. But it's tough, you know, because I mean, every year there's people who deserve to be nominated that aren't nominated, people who deserve to win that don't win. Just because when you get, you know, five super talented people in the same category, you know, someone's got to win. So we don't do ties. So it's tough, you know, but it's not meant to hurt anyone's feelings, obviously. The whole show is meant to celebrate Wilmington's theater community. And it's, we couldn't do the show without the community because it's, you know, it's for them. They're the ones in the numbers. They're the ones, you know, helping to put this thing on. Really, if it was just the Star News putting it on, I don't think it would go as well as it has without people who actually know what they're doing when it comes to theater putting on these shows. So,
is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Well, just that Kendra has been amazing. I mean, she's done all this she's rehearsing for, you know, Carousel, which is coming out Opera House next month. I mean, she started a new full-time job. She's got some other exciting personal things going on in her life that are, you know, she's amazing. So, and she's worked really hard, and the show is going to be, I mean, fantastic.
Had lots of help. I can say that for certain. I you know, not just John and Jeff helped, but Amanda Hunter is the music director. She has been instrumental through this entire process.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. And I also had two helpers. I'm going to call them my ghostwriters, but I'm going to go ahead and call them out right now. It's Nick Gray and Chandler Davis, both of City Stage Co. Both are my very good friends. And as soon as I found out that this was going to be something that was going to be on my plate, I'm not a writer. I mean, I do other things, but that's not one of my talents. I have great ideas sometimes, but I can't always put them in concise words. And so they are two very funny individuals who helped me to get my thoughts into concise words. So they've been huge and key in getting the show together.
And it's funny too. I was reading the script. The jokes are funny. I mean, you will laugh. I mean, my parents come to the show every year. They don't know any of these people, and they always have a ball. I feel like you could really walk into the room and not having seen any of these shows or know any of these people, and you will get this, you know, I mean, the energy, the jokes are funny, the numbers are fantastic, and it's just a fun show.
Well, John Staton and Kendra Garing-Garrett, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Gina.